Turn to Proverbs chapter 1. We've got a couple more churches that have received the letters that went out last week and have asked us when we're in their area to come and share the burden of East Timor with them there at Lifegate in Brisbane and Victory. Pastor Ross Oliver in Sydney. All right. Proverbs chapter 1, let's open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, that we can meet here today, Lord, and do pray, Lord, that you'd help me, Lord, to speak clearly and have a clear mind, Lord, and I pray, Lord, that this time would just be a blessing, Lord, to us as we open your word. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. There's two words in our text that I want you to, I guess, take note of, and one's in verse 2 and one's in verse 3. The word perceive in verse 2 and the word receive in verse 3. We live in an age, don't we, where we have information at our fingertips, more than we can handle. We've got Bible commentaries, we've got Strong's concordances to help us. We've got devotional books. We can get software on our computer for that have the commentaries and the concordance on there. Apps on our phone. We have printed Bibles, Bibles on our computer, Bibles on our phone. We live in an age where information is at our fingertips more than ever before. But none of it's going to do us any good if we're not teachable. If we're not teachable. And so the question I want you to ask yourself this morning, am I teachable? Or do I have a teachable heart? How much am I teachable? And when it comes to particular subjects in the Bible, am I teachable? Okay, so why is it important to be teachable? The first point is so that we can learn what is acceptable and what is not, so that we can use something called discernment. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 44. Ezekiel chapter 44. Verse 23, and in the context, these are priests, he's talking to the priests, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. Here lies the problem today, isn't it? A problem that most men have lost backbone and no longer preach against sin. And that's what it comes down to, not preaching against sin. In churches everywhere, today, people will be meeting and won't hear a message against sin. Not teaching the people the difference between right and wrong. not standing up against homosexuality, or against the murder of babies, against adultery, against love of other things more than the love of God, like the love of money or lovers of pleasure. And this is the job of a priest, and not only a priest, but to parents back in Deuteronomy, to teach right and wrong, to teach God's ways or our ways. We need to teach the difference. And that's why sin is rampant in churches, because there's no difference between them and the world. They're not being taught the difference. They're not having discernment between holy and profane, between clean and unclean, mostly because the preachers aren't saved themselves and don't know the difference. And those that are teachable in the congregation aren't getting taught the difference because the preachers aren't teaching them, aren't teaching the difference. So do you know the difference? Do you know what is holy and what is profane? What is clean and unclean? Let's do a little quiz, shall we? And it's a simple one. Is God's word holy or profane? Holy. To the Jews, were pigs clean or unclean? Unclean. To the Jews, are sheep clean or unclean? These are doing so well. Is Hollywood? It's not Hollywood. Sorry, I'll give you the answer already. Is Hollywood holy or profane? Profane. Is the music industry holy or profane? Profane. Mostly profane. So, these are done 100% on your quiz. What about things like video games and gossip magazines? And where do these fit? I think the Bible is pretty clear on the subject. 1 Corinthians 6:9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now that list, are not these things promoted by most video games and by Hollywood and by magazines and by the music industry in large? This list is unholy. Are you mixing with those that promote unholy things? This is why we need to be teachable, so that we can have discernment, so that we can live our lives separated under God. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So why is it important that we are teachable? Firstly, for discernment. We need to be taught from our pastor, from godly preachers, and from God's word, the difference between holy and unholy, between clean and unclean. Second point, why it is important to be teachable, is that so we can live a more Christ-like life. You cannot live like Christ and live like the world at the same time. It's just impossible. Jesus said, you're either for me or against me. You cannot live like Christ on Sunday and Monday to Saturday live like the world. We call them hypocrites, don't we? Hypocrites. We need to be separated under God. Take up your cross daily, Christ said. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up your the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Peter is saying, strengthen your mind. Where might we go to strengthen our mind? Where else but God's word? We are to strengthen our minds so that we can live separated under God in all areas of our life. A strong mind is going to help you to keep you holy in all manner of conversation. Have we had trials or tribulation? That's good. What is God trying to teach us? The answers are in his word, what he's trying to teach us. But we need to be teachable in order to learn. God is working in you, sanctifying you, maturing you, conforming you into his image, making you more Christ-like by teaching you. But God is only going to teach you as much as you're willing. Willing to learn, willing to obey. And there is an end goal in mind from God, that we be conformed to the image of Christ for the purpose of his glory. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 32, if you will. There's a verse here that we'll look at. Jeremiah 32, verse 33. And they have turned unto me their back and not their face. The they there is the children of Israel, the children of Judah, the kings, the priests and the prophets. It's the whole nation of Israel. And they have turned unto me the back and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. They've turned their back to God. The whole nation. God had showed them so much and taught them much since coming out of Egypt. But they've turned their back on him. Turned their back towards him. They're not wanting to hear what he has to say. They don't want to perceive the word of God. And we have in the book of Jeremiah no record of any people converted in his ministry. Why? Because they did not want to hear. Why? Because they weren't teachable. They didn't have a teachable heart. They didn't want to learn. They did not want to hear. They did not want to change the way they were living. Was it Jeremiah's fault that none changed their ways and followed God? No, Jeremiah said all that God wanted him to say. Jeremiah said all that of what God wanted him to say. They just weren't teachable. If pastor preaches up here and teaches the whole counsel of God for the rest of his life without another convert or no growth in the Christians here, is it his fault or is it the person listening? If he's preaching the whole counsel of God, it's the people hearing, if they haven't got teachable hearts. We can't blame the preacher always. We can't blame Jeremiah at all. He spoke what God wanted him to say. We cannot have our back turned to God and be teachable at the same time. You can't listen to God with your back turned to him. In Jeremiah's time, the whole nation had turned their back. The Pharisees in Jesus' time looked the part, but they had their back to God. They didn't want to hear what Jesus was teaching. Every week in the synagogue, Jesus was teaching in different synagogues. They didn't want to hear. We live in a nation that has turned their back on God. We live in a time where only a small percentage of our nation goes to church. And I believe most of the people that go to church, I'm speaking in all denominations here, are Pharisees with their back to God. They don't have a teachable heart, most of them. We cannot have our back turned to God and be teachable at the same time. You cannot be resisting God and sinners. Can't be resisting God and walking with Him at the same time. You're either doing things your way or His way. There's no middle ground. It's either His way or your way. And there's a lady that we've been trying to teach for a number of months and telling her biblical truths, but she doesn't have a teachable heart. You can see it because she doesn't want to accept the truth when you show it to her, verse after verse, but she won't accept the truth. And I believe she doesn't have a teachable heart. And so we're praying that God will give her a teachable heart. Maybe somebody else will have a better opportunity to open the Word of God and her to accept it. Some of us don't have teachable hearts. Some of you come to Sunday school, and that indicates to me that you probably have a teachable heart. You desire to know more. You desire to know more. And those that don't come suggest to me that you either think you know it or you're not interested in knowing it. There's some that just aren't interested at all. They don't have a teachable heart. Some that come that do have a teachable heart. Some that come that don't have a teachable heart. Let's look in the Psalms a little bit at the desire of David and a man after God's own heart and a man that had great knowledge about the character of God, yet he desired that he would learn more. He continually seeked the Lord to teach him more and more. If you want to turn to Psalm 25, I'll get there in a minute. I'll read you Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Teach me thy way. Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. If we look in Psalm 119, it's all about wanting to learn more and teaching. The psalmist desires to know more. Teach me thy statutes. Give me understanding. Psalm 25, verses 4 onwards. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sin of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach in his way. David had a desire to receive instruction from the Lord. Do we have a desire to receive instruction from God and then live a life accordingly? Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. His passion in his heart, his desire is to know more so that he can walk in the ways of God. If you're going to be teachable, there needs to be humility involved. There needs to be meekness. A proud person doesn't say, I need to be more teachable. A proud people don't say, oh, I don't know enough about that to give an opinion. Proud people have got opinions about everything. Don't get me wrong, people can say that they don't know enough or that they want to be taught something, but proud people can put on, they don't really mean it. Proud person, but people can put on a front. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. Are they growing in the Lord? Is their love more evident? Are they becoming more meek and more humble, more Christ-like? Are they learning new things in the Word? That's the test of teachableness. Do they say, to be able to say, I don't know, I need someone to teach me in regards to that? It takes humility. Paul knew about what people needed. He prayed for the people at Colossae that they would have teachable hearts. He knew they needed teachable hearts. Paul writes in chapter 1, verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, that's their salvation, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Paul knew about that people needed a teachable heart. He knew they needed knowledge in the scriptures so that they could live a life separated under God, to walk worthy under God. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, to walk worthy of the Lord. You need a teachable heart. You need to know the difference between holy and profane. You need to know the difference between right and wrong. You need to have a knowledge of spiritual things, a spiritual understanding. We need to have a teachable heart. There's one thing that we need to be warned of, and be careful of, is false teachers and false teachings. Those that desire to know more and desire to learn more often get caught up in false teachings. Satan's got people out there. He's just waiting for somebody to say, I want to know more, so that he can put someone there that has false teachings, has a false doctrine. Some have crept into good churches unawares, turning the love of God into lasciviousness. Others plainly teach against the Word of God. We need to be careful. We need to be Berean. These were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they, when they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. If you've got a teachable heart and somebody comes to you and says, this is what is this doctrine, you need to search God's word. Make sure it's true. Make sure it lines up with the scripture. If somebody preaches from this pulpit or any other, make sure it's from the scripture. Make sure it's true to God's word. Learning something then means we need to live it. Learning something means we then need to live it. Living something and learning something are two different things. You can learn truth, but not live it. They're two different things. Being teachable means that you're going to live according to what you learn. We're going to obey what we learn. James 1:21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. What you're learning is going to show forth in your life how you live. Are you learning that you need to get rid of things in your life? That's good. It needs to show forth that you're getting rid of things in your life, that you're if there's things that aren't godly in your life, like Hollywood, like fornication, like drunkenness, like the love of money. You're never stationary in your Christian walk. Which way are you facing? Have you got your back to God? Are you unteachable at the moment? Maybe you used to be teachable. And something happened, and maybe you've turned your back to God, refusing what he's now teaching you, what he wants you to learn. Maybe it's who God is using to teach you that you have a problem with. You need to face God and accept the truth. You need to be a teachable person, or you're going to be going backwards. You're never stationary. If you're not teachable, you're not facing God. Are you teachable today? Are you ready to receive instruction? To know wisdom and instruction and perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment. It's going to take a teachable heart. We need a teachable heart. We're going to have an early morning this morning. Let's pray, and I'll hand it back to Aidan. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the truth that's in your word, Lord. And Lord, we truly do need teachable hearts, Lord. And we are forever learning, Lord. And if we say that we know something and that we've learned it all, Lord, then we're liars. Lord, we need to have discernment, Lord, to know right from wrong, Lord, and to know your ways. Lord, we need to learn your ways. Teach us your ways, Lord. Pray that you'd give us teachable hearts, Lord, and keep us teachable. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.